In the stillness of our hearts, in the quiet moments when the world fades away, there echoes a deep and yearning cry, Holy Spirit, come. This longing, this heartfelt plea, resonates within the core of our being, for it speaks of our profound need, our earnest desire to experience the divine touch of the living God. Now, if you believe that God, through the Holy Spirit, can make a difference in your life today, let us stand together in faith. I will pray a fervent prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Consider the words of David in Psalm 51, verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Here lies the very essence of our yearning. David, a man after God's own heart, understood the invaluable presence of the Holy Spirit. He knew that to be distanced from the Spirit of God was to wander in a wilderness of the soul, barren and lifeless. Similarly, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it is declared, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This profound truth underscores the liberating presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. My friends, the Holy Spirit is not a distant, impersonal force. He is the breath of heaven, the comforter, the one who comes alongside us in our journey through life. When we invite the Holy Spirit into our midst, we are not merely calling upon a power or a source of inspiration. We are opening our hearts to the very essence of God's presence, to the one who knows us intimately and loves us unconditionally. As John 14, verse 26 reminds us, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. In a world filled with noise and chaos, where distractions abound and pressures mount, the call for the Holy Spirit is a sanctuary of peace. It is an oasis in the desert, a refuge from the storms that rage around us and within us. Holy Spirit, come, is not just a prayer. It is the anthem of our souls, the deepest expression of our need for God's guidance, comfort, and strength. When we utter these words, we are not simply speaking into the void. We are engaging in a sacred dialogue with the Creator of the universe. The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father, the gift given to us through the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is the seal of our redemption, the guarantee of our inheritance, and the source of our hope. In Ephesians 1 verse 13 to 14, it is affirmed, In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. But the Holy Spirit is also the agent of transformation. When he comes, he does not leave us as we are. He refines us, shapes us, and molds us into the image of Christ. The cry, Holy Spirit, come, is therefore a surrender, an invitation for God to work within us, to change us, and to empower us to live lives that reflect His love and grace. This transformation is not just for our benefit. When the Holy Spirit moves in us, He enables us to be bearers of light in a world shrouded in darkness. He gives us the words to speak life into situations that seem hopeless, to offer comfort to those who are broken, and to manifest the love of God in places where hatred and indifference seem to reign. So, today, let us come together with hearts open and hands lifted high. Let us embrace the vulnerability of our need and the beauty of our dependence on God. As we say, Holy Spirit, come, let us anticipate the wonders He will do among us and through us. For when the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom, there is healing, and there is an outpouring of love that can change the world. In this moment of quiet reflection, in this sacred space, we share. Let the cry of our hearts rise like incense before the throne of grace. Holy Spirit, come, come and fill the deep places within us. Come and heal our wounds. Come and renew our strength. Let your presence envelop us, transform us, and send us forth as carriers of your divine light and love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. You may also listen to this prayer daily as you build your faith and come in agreement. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with a heart full of praise. Gracious Lord, your majesty fills the universe, and your glory is displayed in all of creation. I worship you, Lord, for you are mighty, merciful, and loving. Your works are wonderful, and your ways are perfect. In your presence, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of life, for the blessings that you bestow upon me each day, and for your unfailing love and faithfulness. In this sacred moment, I express my deepest gratitude for your never-ending grace and for the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. I acknowledge that without you, I am nothing. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, I confess my sins before you, knowing that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I also extend forgiveness to those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or resentment. For it is in forgiving that we are forgiven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the plans and the attacks of the enemy. I bind every force of darkness that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me, in judgment you shall condemn. I claim victory over every challenge. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Holy Spirit, come. Protect me, Lord, from the snares of the foe, from the arrows that fly by day, and from the pestilence that stalks in darkness. Lord, I ask for your divine healing to permeate every area of my life. Heal my body from sickness, my mind from worry, and my heart from despair. Restore me, O God, and let your Holy Spirit fill me with strength and peace. I pray against every form of spiritual attack, against confusion, fear, and doubt. I stand firm in faith, knowing that you are my shield and my defender. Gracious God, I pray for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon my loved ones. bring conviction and conversion through your Holy Spirit, and lift up a standard in their lives. Help them to walk in your blessings and dwell in your peace. Cover them with your love, guide them with your light, and protect them with your mighty hand. Let your favor surround them like a shield, and may your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. In unity, we stand, knowing that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in our midst. We come in agreement, praying for each other, asking for your will to be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Bless us, guide us, and use us for your glory. Let the Holy Spirit's presence be evident in our lives, transforming us, guiding us, and empowering us to be your light in this world. For every heart tuned in, I pray that the comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit will be their portion. May they experience your love in profound ways, finding peace in your presence and strength in their weakness. We declare that by your stripes, we are healed by your strength. We are empowered, and in your love, we find the fullness of joy. Protect us, guide us, and lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, we invite your Holy Spirit into our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus, you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also, remember to subscribe to our channel Daily Jesus Prayers for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section, so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.